I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Tortuga. In the early days of paleontology, when fossilized bones, similar to those of modern animals but far too large, were beginning to be discovered, it was speculated that the Earth was once the home of giants. People imagined that just as enormous lizards and serpents were being unearthed, soon gigantic equivalents of all modern animals would be discovered. Of course, the history of life on Earth is more complicated than that. Differing oxygen levels and temperatures can lead to life overall growing larger, but the long evolutionary history of life on Earth takes on many different shapes and sizes, far from one set of animals that started large and are getting smaller. That being said, every now and then the hypothesis is accidentally right. Many prehistoric insects resembled giant versions of modern counterparts, and the oceans of the age of the dinosaurs were literally full of titanic turtles. Tortuga is a turtle Pokemon with the blue and black color of a sea turtle, and the shape of a soft-shelled leatherback. Intriguingly, it looks very similar to a monster drawn by Ken Sugimori, longtime lead artist of Pokemon, for a magazine cover around the time of Generation 2. These designs were never official Pokemon, only supposed to evoke the style. But as well as this one, another of the creatures was very similar to Tyranitar. Tortuga is only obtainable by reviving the cover fossil, hence it has a water and rock typing. Pokemon Black tells us, "Restored from a fossil, this Pokemon can dive to depths beyond half a mile." And Pokemon White tells us, "About 100 million years ago, these Pokemon swam in oceans. It is thought they also went on land to attack prey." Both the fossil Pokemon available in the 5th generation seem to represent evolutionary missing links. In this case, Tortuga's softer shell with seeming sunken portions may represent an earlier step in the evolution of the turtle shell, though it could also just as easily represent the necessarily lighter shell of a large-sized prehistoric turtle. Pokemon Moon tells us, "Reputed to be the ancestor of most turtle Pokemon, it lived in warm seas approximately 100 million years ago." The name Tortuga combines the English turtle with the Spanish tortuga, which just means turtle. The Japanese name is Protoga, a reference to the Protostega, a prehistoric ancestor of turtles. At level 37, this proto-turtle can move a little further along, evolving into Caracosta. Caracosta is a bigger, bulkier turtle, perhaps alluding to the largest prehistoric ancestor, the Archelon. It stands up on its hind legs, and rather than Tortuga's soft shell, it has hard armor, which also comes around to the front in what resembles a bulletproof vest. Along with the blue and black coloration, it does somewhat resemble a police officer in the Special Weapons and Tactics, or SWAT, department. And, you know, the NYPD are a pretty famous element of New York. Pokemon Black tells us, "They can live both in the ocean and on land. A slap from one of them is enough to open a hole in the bottom of a tanker." Pokemon White says, "Incredible jaw strength enables them to chew up steel beams and rocks along with their prey." And Black 2 says, "It could knock out a foe with a slap from one of its developed front appendages, and chew it up, shell or bones and all." Real sea turtles do have incredible bite strength, capable of bending metal beams even if they can't quite sink ships all by themselves. And Caracosta at least does live up to these descriptions. As one may be able to guess from looking at it, it's one of those Pokemon that can make short work of enemies after using the move Shell Smash to swap defense for speed. Ironic for a Pokemon which seemingly represents the moments turtles evolved their hard shells.
Welcome back to Does Andy Remember Gym 5 Pokemon?
And if so, does he have any thoughts about him?
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's where you took me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Tortuga.
Tortuga?
Yeah.
I know why I picked this one, because it sounds like the Isle of Tortuga.
Yep.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. That was made clear.
Also a turtle.
It is. It's actually from a fossil, so it's like
I was going to say, this is the blue and black one that's like a fossil, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, actually, I do like Tortuga. I think Tortuga, it was my choice of fossils. Because I'm a fan of the turtles, not the Ninja Turtles, although I did enjoy the recent film, but I'd never encountered them before in the wild. But, you know, turtles in general, they're cool. I can respect the idea of just having a big shell. I think it looks like a bit of a laugh.
In Dragon Ball, you carry the big shell to make yourself strong.
I don't understand that reference.
There's not much to understand. I just explained the whole concept.
Oh, I assumed there was something more interesting than just that you carry a shell.
No, it's called, it's called
in Dragon Ball.
It's turtle training. That's how you get strong, by wearing a big heavy shell for a bit.
Oh. Does it work?
Yeah, he's pretty strong, that Goku, isn't he?
I don't know. Never fought him, so...
Lucky you.
The name Caracosta combines carapace, for its shell, with costa, the Spanish for coast, perhaps in reference to this monster coming on land more than its sea turtle predecessor. The Japanese name Abagura combines the Japanese words for thrashing violence, the ribcage, and the shell, turtle shells actually being an extension of the ribcage, which they share with other vertebrates like us. I've always been fond of turtles, perhaps stemming from choosing Squirtle as my starter back in Pokemon Blue. While they can't quite compete with dinosaurs, mammoths, and megalodons, seeing a giant turtle fossil at a museum is always a treat. Music for Luke Loves Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. Coming up are Archon and Trubbish. So if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN or an email to LukeLovesPKMN@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Tortuga, and remember, I love you too.